由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are delighted that you are able to join us today.
非常开心你今天能够收听我们的天路导向。
And today we are continuing our series of messages from the book of Daniel.
在今天，麦克牧师和我万峰将会和你去继续但以理书的系列信息。
Which we are calling Standing Firm in a World of Shifting Sands.
我们将这个系列信息称为洪流砥柱。
And we will be looking at Daniel chapter 10.
我们将要学习在但以理书里头第十章讲的事。
But first, I want to share with you a story.
但是在今天节目开始的时候，我首先想和你分享一个故事。
Back in 1995, one of my children gave me a painting which hangs in my office.
在1995年的时候，我其中一个仔女呢，她就送了一幅画给我，就挂在我的办公室里面。
It is a picture of a child in bed.
这幅画上面有一个小朋友在床上面睡着。
The child's father is kneeling beside the bed praying over the child.
而这个小朋友的爸爸就跪在床边为他祈祷。
And as the father prays, an angel of the Lord is holding back a satanic attack.
原来就在这个爸爸祈祷的同时，一个上帝派来的天使正在阻挡撒旦的攻击。
This poster illustrates something of what really happens when the righteous pray.
原来这幅画是展示着义人去祈祷的时候所发生的一些真实情况。
It illustrates the invisible war that takes place behind the invisible spiritual curtain.
它展示了在看不见的属灵帘幕后面，那种无形的战争正在进行。
In the last message from Daniel chapter 9, we saw Daniel on his face before God interceding on behalf of his people.
在上一讲的信息里面，但以理书第九章，我们看到但以理在上帝面前俯伏为上帝的百姓代求。
Even though most of God's people did not know and did not care about their condition.
即使上帝大部分的百姓都不知道，也都不在意自己所处在什么的境况。
And the reason they did not care was because they were oblivious to their desperate spiritual condition.
原来他们不在意的原因是他们对自己所处的属灵险境是冒昧无知。
Let me remind you that Daniel, who stood firm for God at the age of 14, is now an old man.
但是在这里我想告诉你，但以理这个14岁的时候，他已经为上帝持守真道的人现在已经老了。
Daniel,who longed all of his life to go back from exile in Babylon to Jerusalem, is now too old for the journey.
但以利整世人都很渴望能够从巴比伦的秘掳生活里头回到以前在耶路撒冷的日子，但是现在他已经老到旅行旅不到了。
Daniel now comes to realize that his personal desire will not become a reality.
但以利已经意识到他个人的愿望可能不会成为现实了。
I wonder if you were in Daniel's place, if you would have continued to pray.
我想知道如果今日被你处在但以利的位置里头，你会不会继续祈祷呢？
Why pray when your personal desire is not going to be granted?
如果你个人的愿望不能够被满足的时候，为什么还要祈祷啊？
My listening friend,It is very important to understand that if all of our prayers are for our own wants,
原来亲爱的朋友，一点好重要的嘢系，如果我哋所有嘅祈祷都系为咗我哋自己嘅需要嘅话，
if all our prayers are focused on our own circumstances,
如果我哋所有嘅祈祷系单单注意我哋自己嘅境况嘅话。
Then we have not yet learned to pray.
咁样我哋仲未学识祈祷啊。
But prayer that seeks the glory of God.
其实祈祷是为了寻求上帝的荣耀。
Prayer that is often on behalf of others.
祈祷是为了其他人的益处。
Prayer that is offered on behalf of the work of God.
祈祷是为了上帝事工的好处。
Prayer that is selfless prayer.
祈祷是无私的。
That is the prayer that honors God.
这些才叫做荣耀上帝的祈祷。
That is why the Bible often speaks of prayer for others.
因此圣经经常都讲到我们要为其他人代求。
Maybe some of you are saying, is it wrong then to pray for ourselves?
可能你会问，这样我们为自己祈祷错吗？
The answer is no, it is not wrong to pray for our own needs.
答案是没错的，我们为自己的祈祷是没错的。
But if your prayer is only for the fulfillment of your own desires and nothing else,
我们发现，但是一样东西就是说，如果你的祈祷是单单为了满足自己的愿望而没有其他的目标的话，
then there is something wrong with your prayer life.
这个你的祈祷的生活就有点问题了。
And that is why James said that this kind of prayer will not be answered.
这个也是为什么雅各在雅各书里头说这些祈祷不蒙谁听。
James chapter 4 verse 3 says, When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures.
雅各书第四章第三节说，你们求都求不到，因为你们妄求，要浪费在你自己的宴乐里面的。
My listening friend, there is a biblical principle here that runs throughout the whole Bible.
亲爱的听众朋友，在这里呢，想告诉你一个圣经的原则，是贯穿了整本的圣经的。
It is in giving that we receive.
这个原则就是当你施予的时候，你就有收获。
It is in seeking first the kingdom of God that all of our needs are met.
当我们先求上帝的国和上帝的义的时候，这些东西其他东西都会加给我们。
And it works the same way in prayer.
在这里就跟但以理是一样的。
Daniel's prayer is a model prayer because it is selfless prayer.
在但以理的祈祷里面，它是一个典范，因为但以理的祈祷是无私的。
And because Daniel's prayer was a selfless prayer, God answered his prayer in abundance.
亦都正因为佢嘅祷告系无私嘅，上帝就丰丰富富咁样回应咗但以利嘅祈祷。
In Daniel 10:1 and 2, it says that in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, Daniel was praying and fasting for 3 weeks.
喺但以利书第十章第一到二节话，喺波斯王塞鲁士第三年啊，但以利祈祷并且禁食咗三个星期。
What was he praying for?
究竟但以利为什么祈祷呢?
Was it for Cyrus to allow God's people to return to Jerusalem?
是不是要让塞鲁士王让上帝的百姓回到耶路撒冷呢?
No.
不是。
In Ezra 1:1, it says that in the first year of Cyrus' reign, the decree was issued for the Jews to go back to Jerusalem if they wanted to.
在以斯拉记第一章第一节记载，原来波斯王塞鲁士第一年王已经落诏书允许想回到耶路撒冷的以色列人回去了。
Now, my listening friends, what I'm going to tell you is very important. Don't miss it.
听众朋友，我在这里想跟你讲的东西是很重要的，希望你不要错过。
2 years after the decree was issued, Daniel is on his face before God praying and interceding.
原来诏书已经落了两年了，咁落了两年之后，诏书之后，但以利仲喺上帝面前苦伏去祈求噃。
What in the world was he doing?
佢究竟做紧啲乜嘢呢？
Was he out of his mind?
佢系咪失去咗理智呢？
He is praying for something 2 years after it was answered.
他是不是为了一些已经应允了两年的事来祈祷呢？
Ezra and Nehemiah have already gone back with a contingent of God's people.
以斯拉同尼希米已经带领咗部分上帝嘅百姓回归啦。
And my natural reaction would be to say to Daniel, Daniel, you should be rejoicing, not fasting.
我哋好直觉嘅反应就想对但以利话：，喂，但以利，你应该开心啊，喺度禁食做乜啫
？Oh, but Daniel would have said to me, you don't understand.
但以利就会同我讲话：，你唔明噶啦。
It is only a tiny minority of people who have availed themselves to this God-given opportunity.
原来只有极少数上帝嘅百姓对上帝所俾嘅机会作出咗回应。
The vast majority of God's people have no desire to go back.
而大多数上帝嘅子民并唔想回归。
For 70 years, I have longed for my people and me to turn back to our spiritual heritage.
喺70年嚟，我渴望我同埋百姓都能够翻到我哋属灵嘅祖国。
And now that the opportunity is here, there are very few takers.
但系而家时候嚟啦，却只有好少数嘅人愿意翻去。
And Daniel knew that this window of opportunity might not stay open forever.
仲有但以利知道呢一扇机会嘅窗口唔会成日开住噶嘛。
My listening friend, we are in a similar spiritual danger today.
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，其实我哋今日亦都处喺同样嘅属灵危机里面。
And that is why we must pray for a Holy Spirit revival.
因此我哋必须祈求圣灵嚟复兴我哋。
And to make things worse for Daniel, news from Jerusalem came in and said that the temple walls were broken.
从耶路撒冷传嚟圣殿城墙毁坏嘅消息，让但以利更加难受啊。
The workers are few and are discouraged, and the opposition is fierce.
建成嘅工人好少，又心情沮丧，反对者嘅势力好大。
And the Samaritans are appealing to Cyrus to reverse his decree.
同时，撒玛利亚人正喺度请求紧塞鲁士王去撤回佢嘅诏书。
And the people in Jerusalem are losing hope.
喺耶路撒冷嘅百姓正喺度失去盼望。
And that is why we see Daniel as an old man on his face before God.
因此已经好老嘅但以利喺上帝面前苦伏祈求。
He was asking for the glory of God.
佢喺度寻求上帝嘅荣耀。
And God answered his prayer mightily.
而且上帝用佢嘅大能回应咗但以利嘅祈祷。
He gave him a vision of all visions.
原来上帝俾咗但以利异象里头最重要嘅异象
，which we will see in the next two messages。
咁我哋会喺之后嘅两讲再分享到呢个异象。
But today I want to show you what can happen when the righteous pray。
我想话俾你听，因为但以利嘅祷告啊，我哋今日就要讲下异人嘅祈祷可以成就嘅嘢啦。
Because of Daniel's selfless prayer, the pre-incarnate Christ appeared to him.
因为但以利无私嘅祈祷呢，我哋见到即将道成肉身嘅基督向佢显现。
Not in Jerusalem, the city of his praise.
唔系喺耶路撒冷嗰个赞美上帝嘅城市里头啊。
Not in the temple, the home of worship.
唔系喺敬拜上帝嘅中心嗰个圣殿里头噃。
But the pre-incarnate Christ showed up where Daniel was by the river Tigris.
嗰个仍然未道成肉身嘅耶稣基督系喺底格里河旁边向住但以利显现噶噃。
My listening friend, whenever you pray for the glory of God, Jesus will show up.
各位亲爱嘅朋友，无论何时你要寻求上帝嘅荣耀嘅时候，耶稣就会向你显现。
How do I know that this was the pre-incarnate Christ?
咁我哋点知道嗰个就系即将道成肉身嘅基督呢
？Daniel's description of him matches the description of others.
原来因为但以利嘅描述同其他经文嘅描述系相吻合噶。
Whether it was Isaiah or Ezekiel or John the Revelator, all of their descriptions are very similar.
无论是以赛亚、是以西结或者是写启示录的约翰，他们所有的描述和但以利这里的描述是很相似的。
He was wearing white linen, the clothes of the high priests, not the clothes of an angel.
他 基督是穿戴着白色的细麻衣，这个是大祭司的服饰，而不是天使的打扮。
His appearance filled Daniel with awe.
他的显现让但以利充满了敬畏。
His splendor threw Daniel off his feet.
原来上帝的荣光让但以利俯伏在地上面。
His unveiled glory sucked the life out of Daniel.
上帝所彰显的荣耀让但以利浑身无力。
Satan tried to hinder him, but he failed.
撒旦尝试阻挡主基督，但是撒旦失败了。
Above all, the victorious pre-incarnate Christ gave Daniel supernatural strength to be able to speak to the King of Glory.
更加重要的是，得胜的即将道成肉身的基督，给了但以利超自然的能力，让到他能够与荣耀的王去交谈。
My listening friend, there are two things that I want you to never forget about the prayer of the righteous.
亲爱的朋友，关于义人的祷告，有两件事我希望你不要忘记。
And these two things come out of chapter 10 of the book of Daniel.
这两件事是从但以理书第十章记载而来的。
First, the power of prayer is in the persistence of prayer.
第一样嘢就是祈祷的能力来自持续不断的祈祷。
Secondly, the power of prayer is dependent on the righteousness of the one who's praying.
第二，祈祷的能力是取决于祈祷的人他那种公义的程度。
The power of prayer is in the persistence in prayer.
祈祷的能力是来自持续不断的祈祷。
How long did Daniel continuously pray and fast?
你问但以利祈祷和禁食几耐呢？
3 weeks.
3个星期。
When did God hear Daniel's prayer?
上帝是什么时候听到但以利的祈求呢？
Verse 12 of chapter 10 says, Then he continued,Do not be afraid, Daniel.
原来但以理书第十章十二节就话，佢就话但以理啊，你唔使怕。
Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard.
因为从你第一日专心求明白将来嘅事，又喺你嘅上帝面前刻苦己心嘅时候，你嘅祷告已蒙应允。
Satan and his demons may be working behind the veil to hinder answer to prayer, but they ultimately fail.
撒旦和他的邪灵可能在幕后那里搞鬼，阻止祷告蒙垂听，但是最终他们会失败的。
Satan and his demons may fiercely use people to oppose the righteous, but they will be foiled.
撒旦和他的邪灵可能会利用人去猛烈地攻击义人，但是最终他们会被击败的。
If Jesus is the Lord of your life, then you are in a state of spiritual warfare.
如果耶稣是你生命的主的话，这样你就是处在属灵争战的状态里头。
You are in a spiritual conflict with the evil one.
你就在这里同灵界的魔鬼交锋。
The question is this, do you know how to fight and win?
那个问题是这样，就是你知不知道怎样争战并且获胜先？
Daniel was praying for the Persian king to come to the aid of God's people and not side with the Samaritans' opposition.
但以利祈祷波斯王能够帮助上帝的百姓，而不是站在敌对的撒玛利亚人那一边。
At that very same time, Satan was working overtime to eliminate God's people.
但是在那个时刻，撒旦正在努力开 OT 加班，要努力毁灭上帝的百姓。
But even though the Persian king was under Satan's control, the great God of heaven, in response to Daniel's prayer, thwarted Satan.
虽然波斯王正处在撒旦的管制里面，但是在高天之上的全能上帝应允了但以利的祈祷，摧毁了撒旦。
And the Persian king obeyed the living God.
令到波斯王亦都遵从了永生上帝的权柄。
Remember what the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 10:3-5?
不知道你记不记得保罗在哥林多后书10:3-5所讲的言呢？
Let's read it to you.
让我读给你听。他说，因为我们虽然在血气里面行事，却不是凭住血气去征战。我们征战的兵器本来就不是属于血气的，乃是在上帝面前有能力可以攻破坚固的营垒，将各样的计谋、各样的拦阻人认识上帝的那些至高的事情一概都攻破，又将人所有的心意夺回，让到他信服基督。
The power of Daniel's prayer was in Daniel's persistence in prayer, and that is why his prayer was answered.
原来但以利祷告的能力是在于他那个持续不断的祷告，因此他的祷告是蒙垂听。
Secondly, the power of prayer is dependent on the righteousness of the praying person.
第二样嘢啦，祷告的能力是取决于祈祷的人公不公义。
Daniel understood that the awesomeness of his prayer was influencing the events of history.
但以利知道他的祷告令人敬畏，可以影响历史。
Just think of this, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，请你试下谂一下。
An 87-year-old man in a distant country praying, and history is changed.
一个87岁的老人在异国在他乡祈祷的时候，历史就因为咁改变。
That is because the power of prayer is beyond human calculation.
这个是因为祈祷的能力是远远超越人类的计算的。
Do you think the devil knows that?
你认为魔鬼不知道吗？
Of course.
他当然知道了。
That is why very few people go to prayer meeting.
这个就是为什么教会有几千人聚会，但是只有几十个人去祈祷会。
Satan is not stupid.
撒旦不愚蠢的。
He knows what God can do when God's army becomes united in prayer.
他明白当上帝的军队在祈祷里头合一的时候，上帝会成就什么的大事。
We are the ones who don't understand and we don't get it.
不明白的是我们，因为我们没有捉住重点。
But there is something about the power of prayer that you should not miss.
但是关于祈祷能力，有一样东西请你一定要注意。
Some people talk about the power of prayer.
有些人在讨论祷告能力的时候，
That gives the impression that the power is in the prayer itself.
给人的感觉是这个能力是来自祷告本身的。
Or that there is power in the person that does the praying.
或者这个祷告的人是带有能力的。
No.
不是的，不是这个人有能力，祷告又不是有能力的。
That is a terrible mistake.
这个是很严重的错误。
The power is the power of God in response to a wholehearted dependence on Him in prayer.
这个能力是上帝的能力，是用来回应全心仰望祂祈祷的人。
Not only that, but not all prayers are effective prayers.
还有我想告诉你，不是各个祈祷都行的吧。
James 5:16 says the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
雅各书5:16说，义人祈祷所发的力量是最劲的和最掂的。
You say, what does that mean?
你说究竟什么是大有功效，或者什么是最劲最掂呢？
It means that only those who have no discontinuity between the way they pray and the way they live will be effective in their prayers.
这个意味着是只有祈祷和生活相吻合的人，他们的祈祷才是最有效的祈祷。
Only those whose lives are pleasing to the Lord will prevail in prayer.
只有那些为了讨上帝喜悦而活的人才会在祈祷里头获胜。
My listening friend, listen, prayer is not magic.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你有一样嘢一定要留意嘅，就系祈祷唔系变魔术。
Prayer is not some secret trick that one can use to manipulate God, regardless of how one lives.
祈祷唔系一啲好神秘嘅玩意，爱嚟操纵上帝。佢唔系同你生活状态无关嘅。
No，
唔系嘅。
The only powerful prayer，
唯一有能力嘅祈祷。
The only effective prayer，
唯一系好有功效、好掂嘅祈祷。
Is the prayer that is the expression of the righteous life.
就是因为这个祈祷表达着一个公义的生活。
The only effective prayer is the prayer of a consistent life and a godly life.
这个大有功效的祈祷是这个祈祷者是和个祷告有一个和谐一致的生活，并且是有一个敬畏上帝的生活。
Certainly Daniel did not expect Christ to show up.
当然，但以理可能佢冇谂过基督系会向佢显现。
Daniel merely wanted to know the will of God for his people。
但系我哋知道，但以理嘅祈祷系只系为到想知道上帝对佢百姓嘅旨意系啲乜嘢。
But because of Daniel's brokenness in prayer，
但系因为但以理嗰种悲伤又心碎嘅祈祷。
Because of Daniel's selflessness in prayer,
因为但以理那种无私的祈祷，
and because of Daniel's surrender in prayer,
亦都因为但以理那种降服的祈祷，
God unveiled his majesty to Daniel.
上帝向但以理显示了他那种至高无上。
God assured Daniel that all would be well in the future because God rules the future.
上帝俾咗但以理确据，就系话将来一切都会好噶啦，因为上帝掌管未来。
And so, my listening friend, let me tell you this as I conclude.
所以，亲爱嘅朋友，喺结束嘅时候，让我话俾你听。
Get on the road of righteousness now.
从今日开始行公义嘅道路啦。
So that your prayer will be the expression of a consistent godly life.
这样你的祈祷将会表达一个和谐和敬畏上帝的生命。各位听众朋友，你要记住，我们的祷告其实就是我们的生活。如果我们只是懂得在祷告里头说这样东西那样东西，主啊，你应允我这样，你应允我那样，这个你为自己的祈祷是没有用的。我们要为到先求上帝的国和求上帝的义，一切的东西都加给你了。并且祈祷是要成为你的行动。我们每日祈祷，愿上帝的国降临，愿上帝的旨意行在地上的时候，我们就要努力将上帝的天国建构在人间，让你和你的邻舍、你身边的人就是成为上帝天国在地上面的彰显。希望你祷告是要用行动行出来的，我们的祷告是要用心灵的，我们的祷告也都要用我们的悟性，让到我们的生命就成为一个祷告，成为一个馨香的祭献。在这里愿上帝赐福给你，下次天路导向的时候，我们再次去分享但以理的故事。再会。